Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. We have two good interviews lined up, so let's get started. And it's my pleasure to have with me Gabby Thompson. Who's Gabby Thompson? Well, she's the CEO of the Yarra Rangers Kindergarten. Welcome, Gabby.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I need you a bit closer to your microphone, if I could.
Oh, okay. Thank you for having me.
That's better. Great to have you along. Now, let's first of all, they tell me that, or you told me that you're new to the kindergarten or to Yarra Rangers Kindergarten. So let's find out a little bit about what it is. Let's tell the listeners what the Yarra Rangers cluster of kindergartens is all about, please.
Absolutely. So Yarra Rangers Kinders currently runs 21 sessional kindergartens. So that is specifically for children aged 3 and 4 years old. And we have 20 of those kindergartens across the Yarra Rangers and one in Knox.
All right. 21 just in the Yarra Rangers?
20 in the Yarra Rangers and one in Knox.
Jeez, that's all right. Whereabouts from? Where do you start? Where do you go?
Oh, all across. We've got Belgrave, Coldstream, Millgrove, Mount Dandenong, Sassafras, Warburton,
sure.
All over. Pretty much anywhere in the Yarra Valley you go, there'll be one of our kinders.
Terrific. Whereabouts, like, what sort of places are the kinders in? Are they in specially built places, or do you hire places, or where are they?
No, we're very lucky in that they're all the Shire Yarra Rangers Council buildings. And I laugh when you say, were they purpose-built? Because some were purpose-built, but some of those kinders have been running for, say, 60 years. So they may have been purpose-built, but it may have been 60 years ago. So a lot of them are not purpose-built. They're buildings that have been converted. And there's a range in terms of how modern or not they are.
And I suppose the needs of 60 years ago are a bit different to what the needs are today.
Exactly. But we've got great memorabilia from 60 years ago for anyone's interested.
Yeah, it'd be terrific. All right, so it's for years, 3 years of age up to, are we saying up to school?
Up to school, so 3 and 4 and then obviously turning 5 and going to school.
Yep. Gabby, yep. What eligibility do they have to be part of your program?
Well, at the moment, they just need to be turning 3 or 4 and they are eligible. And as of next year, there's just recently been a government announcement of $9 billion coming yep. into our sector. And that means that we will have free sessional kinder next year for 3 and 4 year olds.
So, all right, with the 3 and 4 year olds, let's start with them first. How many hours a week do they get free?
So at the moment, next year is when they get free yep. kinder. This yep. year there are fees attached.
Yep.
Next year it's going to be free for everyone. And so at the moment this year we only offer 5 hours a week. Some kinders offer up to 10 hours a week for three-year-olds because that's a new initiative,
yep.
the three-year-old kinder, and that will extend up to 15 hours a week next year, free for three-year-olds.
Sure, yeah.
And four-year-olds generally do 3 to 4 days a week sessions, and that will extend up to, so sessions are about 5 hours at the moment, but it will extend to 33 hours a week next year.
Gabby,
so 15 for three-year-olds, 30 for four-year-olds. But it won't necessarily be 30 hours next week. We'll be moving towards that because people may know there's a significant teacher shortage. So filling 30 hours straight away, there's a lot of organising that goes into that. But sessional kinder will continue as is and increase in hours going forward.
I was just going to say to you, how are you going to fill those sorts of positions? Because, you know, that we have heard a lot that there are troubles getting people. Is what's the problem? Are there just not enough trained people or have people left the sector or what's happened, Gabby?
Look, it's a combination of many things. Sessional kinders stayed open throughout COVID,
yep.
whereas a lot of other people were working from home, and that's been pretty hard on teachers. They love the children, they love the families they work with, and they love the kinders. As you can imagine, we're in beautiful locations.
Yep.
But it's been very hard. And the worry, you know, they were the only people, you know, still being exposed to the general public, et cetera, et cetera. It's taken its toll. So the sector overall has lost some teachers. People generally in COVID, my experience has been that people, it's almost like our midlife crisis, where people have sort of been forced to think about what they want to do for the rest of their lives. So some people have left, some people have joined the sector. Yeah. We have a shortage of fully qualified teachers, and it's only been recently that three-year-olds and four-year-olds have to have a bachelor qualified teacher. In the past, you didn't need to have the full bachelor's. So the government is actually offering an accelerated course for bachelor's from 4 years down to 18 months. So that's a challenging thing, and it's a good thing at the same time. So as you can imagine, fitting that much learning into 18 months and that much experience is quite difficult, but it is getting more teachers out into kindergartens that are fully qualified.
And you've got to say, if anybody is interested in that sector as a job, now's the time to jump on board, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it is very rewarding work. It's amazing work. I, as you know, new CEO, I've gone out to visit all 21 of our kinders, and yep. they're amazing. They're absolutely, everyone's different. Everyone's yep. tailored to the local community. They're really impressive.
All right, Gabby, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Please, Yarra Valley FM 99.1, baby.
And talk about Get That Jive. That was Dragon every second Tuesday afternoon on the drive. So I'm here is Jim Withers, and he's Get That Jive, and he was on last night, so I'll be on again in 2 weeks. Anyway, we're talking to Gabby from the Yarra Rangers Kindergarten. Gabby, you say that you've got a bit of a different approach to kindergartens.
Yes, we like to think we do. I guess one of the things that sets us aside is our beautiful settings.
Gabby, I don't want to interrupt. Could you come a little bit closer, please? You're a bit soft.
Yeah, I'm trying to get as close as I... Is that better?
Yep.
Yep, my apologies. No? I've normally got a very loud voice, so I'm surprised that you can't hear me. My children and husband will be shocked.
Well, you can play this bit back to them, and that'll prove that you're not.
So I was saying, I think that we are different in that, apart from anything else, visually we're different. We're in the Yarra Ranges, which is one of the most beautiful parts of Melbourne, I believe.
Absolutely.
And we, you know, very much integrate into our environment. So we're very big on indoor and outdoor play, like really moving our teaching and play environment, you know, flexibly with indoors and outdoors, enjoying our beautiful trees, et cetera, et cetera. But we also, one of the things that we really, really focus on is making sure that we're very flexible in our approach, not just to our children, but to the families and the families' needs. So we like to think that we offer a wraparound approach. And if there's anything that we can do to help families and help their children enjoy their learning experience with us, but also if they do need to be linked into other services, for example, we make sure that we're educated in that way, and we would sit with families and try to ensure that they get what they need, not just for their 3 or 4 year old, but whatever else that they need for their family.
Well, I suppose too that if the family are involved in supporting the child rather than they just go off to kinder and the parents, it's a separate thing. The children have got to learn a lot better, don't they? Pardon me. If they're in that sort of environment where mum and dad or mum or dad or whoever or the carers are all involved, if or feel as though they're all part of the one thing, isn't it?
That's right. And I think you touched just on your comments there, that we see family, we don't see family in, I guess, what the traditional sense, mum, dad and kids. Families for us take many shapes and forms. So we work with families no matter what package they come in.
And that's the way it's going to have to be, isn't it? I mean, that's the future. That's the future.
Yeah, that is very much the future.
Now, I guess, and we won't necessarily give them now, but just before 1 o'clock we'll give details as to how people can find out more about it. But you're saying that really about now people should start to enrol for next year, is that right?
Yes, very much. We are open for enrolment now. In fact, enrolment for 3 and 4 year old kinder is open across the state now. Now is the time that we really encourage families to enrol. We do at Yarra Ranges kinders take enrolment at any time of the year because we know that people move or they haven't found us or there's various reasons. But we're very keen because we do a lot of our planning around our numbers and the needs of our children, most importantly, now for next year. So if we have children, say, with some learning challenges, then we ideally would like to know as early as possible, or obviously allergies, or if there's just things that parents would like us or family would like us to be aware of, the sooner you enrol, the better, because we really try to tailor our teaching and our play to what your children need.
And I suppose, to be fair too, some of these centres must have a limit of children they can have. I mean, there is a capacity, isn't there?
That's correct, yes. And every centre has a different capacity, but we will always, one of the advantages of having 21 kinders is that we can always offer a space. And because there's so many in the Yarra Ranges, you often don't have to travel too far. We usually fit pretty much everybody in, but we do give priority to Aboriginal families or families that identify for the Torres Strait as well, migrant families, families with disabilities, and all of those families actually are eligible for free kinder now. And a lot of families don't know that. So next year, everyone will get free kinder, but any of those families and any family that has previously or is currently involved with child protection also qualify for free kinder at the moment, up to 15 hours.
Go back, please, Abby, to the first few that you said.
Children that identify as Aboriginal or from the Torres Strait,
yep.
Or children that have disabilities or are from migrant backgrounds or refugee background or have child protection involvement, past or present.
So it's gone, sorry.
Just child protection involvement can be in the past and not current, but those families also qualify for up to 15 hours free.
And that's now. You don't have to wait until next year. Gabby, I think probably young children, like if they don't get a really good start, even as young and 3 and 4, they tend to battle for the rest of their lives, or particularly during school, don't they?
Absolutely, and that's why the government has made their recent announcement. They are realising more and more, and the research shows more and more for brain development, attachment, for a whole range of learning, that the earlier that children that start in more formalised sessional kinder or long day care, but with teacher qualified kinders, the better it is for children.
Gabby, one of the things too, I think that, like, we're all social beings, aren't we? And particularly if you're an only child, or if the two older children have gone off to school, or three others, however many children you've got, or one other, I don't want to sort of stereotype. But whatever, when they're all gone, it's not really good for a child just to be home with mum, although there's nothing against it, but they really do need the social stimulation, yeah. Don't they? Wish I could get it out.
Absolutely. What we're seeing is, not wanting to put labels on things, but we're seeing children like COVID children that are really impacted because some of those children have spent the last 2 years only being able to see the immediate members of their household. And whenever they have been outside, they've seen people with masks and they've not been able to play. So yep. We are really, and that's another reason that we're really encouraging people to engage in sessional kinder, because children are relearning how to play, and in preparation for school, the earlier they do that, the earlier better. At the moment, we're seeing that children are playing alongside each other at times rather than with each other, which is, as we know, very unusual for children. And we're finding some children are behind on their learning and some children are way ahead on their learning because they've had a lot of attention, whereas other children might come from big families with two parents trying to work full-time, et cetera, and it's just been extremely difficult to keep up and stressful. So we can't minimise the impact of COVID on our little 3- and 4-year-old children, and so the more kinder, the better from my view, because it'll stimulate them, but it also gives them that relief and it gives them some playmates that they won't have had for the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, let's be honest. If you're a 3-year-old, you've spent two-thirds of your life in basic lockdown, or if you're exactly. a 4-year-old, you've spent half of your life in lockdown.
Yeah, that's right. And they probably don't remember a time when we didn't have masks and you were able to come and go from your house to little parties and see your cousins and all of those sorts of things.
And I guess the other thing too that's a bit of a problem with COVID, I know it's not only the young children that have suffered, but a lot, but very often you had mum working in one room because she was working from home, you had dad working in another room, and very often the children, if they weren't at school, were really didn't get a lot of stimulation because mum and dad were too busy trying to hold down a job at the same time.
That's very right, and it's very hard. It's one of the few things that we're not able to do and convert to online,
yep.
unfortunately. You can do bits and pieces, obviously, yep. but to get that full experience that young people and children need for their growth and development, they do need to do that face-to-face. They do need to do it with their peers, and they do need to do it with people that are qualified specifically to teach children of that age.
Yep. And also, on the bonus on top of that is that they're running around with other 3- and 4-year-old children too, aren't they?
Exactly, exactly.
And I mean,
you can't beat that. That's very, very important in terms of children's development.
Well, and a lot of that's where we learn sometimes how we've got to accept other people's views, or not so much views, but as young kids, they have to share, you know, at home, if it's yours, it's yours. But when they get into these situations, there's all that apart from learning, there's the social skills you're going to learn at the same time, isn't
it? Oh, absolutely. Social skills, negotiating, play, having to hear no, you know, but creative. Like, their kinders are very creative. And for those children that go more down the creative line or the academic line, we cater for both. So they, you know, not getting those experiences makes it very difficult, and also learning to be part of a group. As you adjust to school, you do have to live by time, you have to live by rules, you have to, you know, function within groups. That's just some of the learning that's just picked up incidentally along the way when you're at kinder.
It's just sort of a rub-off, isn't it?
I beg your pardon?
It's just sort of a bit of a rub-off. It's not necessarily why you're there, but it becomes part of your learning.
That's right. And children teach each other, and they teach us too. Like every day our teachers are saying that they've learned something new, and they'll negotiate with children and they'll ask, you know, how to solve tricky problems. And children always come up with that, you know, that out of the square, out of the box solution. So we're also missing out when we're not able to spend, you know, time with our children.
Children too. Gabby, I've just got to take one more or another quick break and I'll be back with more. Should mention I'll be here next Wednesday, of course, as I am every Wednesday between 12 and 2 with Community Connections, but also between 2 and 3 I'll be here with Choice Tunes. We've got the special guest. We're in the process of getting the music available, so we'll be ready to go straight after Community Connections next Wednesday. And if you're interested in Choice Tunes, go to our website, which is www.yarravalleyfm.org.au. Click on that, go down the bottom, you'll see podcast. Click on the podcast. When the next screen comes up, go over to Choice Tunes. They've got a lot of people. We've got Greg Carrick. We've got people from here. We've got the ex-mayor. We've got Cindy McLeish. We've got myself in there. So have a look at them. And anyone who goes to 1812, we've got Pip LeBlond. Have a look and have a listen to them, download them, away you go. But anyway, I'm talking to Gabby from the Yarra Rangers Kindergarten Group, and we're talking about all things to do with the kindergarten. Gabby, one of the things that I have been told is that your group between the three and offer both three and four, it's a funded program, but that means that there's a special curriculum, and especially prepared and delivered by a bachelor of qualified teacher.
That's absolutely right, yes. Or a Bachelor of Early Years Education.
Is it? So
both.
So, I mean, that's tapered to those particular children, isn't it? Is that how it works?
That's right. And that's, yes, and so, like I said, three-year-old kinder is a new initiative, but both 3- and 4-year-olds will always have one bachelor qualified teacher, and depending on the size of the group, they'll often also be what we refer to as educators or co-educators. So they may not have a different qualification, not the full bachelor's.
Yep.
And those together will run groups. So we have a ratio of 1 to 11 children, yep, and all kinders are staffed that way.
What sort of size groups would you have in most of your kinders? What would be the average size?
The average size would probably be around 22, 24, probably right, around 22,
right,
depending on the kinders. There are some that have less and there are some that have more, but on average about 22.
Yeah, so that 3- and 4- funded group, which are funded program, that's on now, isn't it? That doesn't start next year.
That's correct. That's running now. So some of our kinders run a separate program for 3-year-old to 4-year-old,
yep,
and then some kinders run 3- and 4-year-old classes together. So it depends on the kinder, it depends on the needs of the children at the time, it depends on the size, the number of enrolments. So there's a lot of factors that go into developing the roster for the kinders,
right,
which are coming out right now. So when I tell you the website, parents, families will be able to look and have a look at what hours we're operating where for next year as well.
Gabby, do most of the centres operate twice? When I say twice, like morning and afternoon, or
no? Most of them are 8:30 to 2:30 at this stage,
right?
And depending on the needs of the family, so the 3-year-olds will just come for 1 5-hour block a week at this point.
Yep.
In a couple of kinders, they may do a few more hours if they're up for it and ready, and the kinder can accommodate it.
Yep.
But the sessions are generally 8:30 to about 2:30. Some finish at 2:15, some finish at 2:30, again, depending on what the pickup arrangements are for families.
All right. So, and again, we've got to mention that there are plenty of kindergartens available, aren't there? I mean, you've got 21 of them. So
21 of them, and they, like I sort of said at the beginning when you were saying what sets us apart,
yeah,
some of our kinders also like to do what we call a bush kinder program, which is really very much education in the bush. And
that sounds terrific.
That's for kinder, so that is something that all of the kinders aspire to, and they do that in their indoor-outdoor play. But there is a structured bush kinder program, and we're wanting to do more and more of that in the next 2 years to come. So that's something that we're looking into and strengthening as part of our offering. And I guess one of the other things that sets us apart is that we have a number of very experienced teachers that are specialised and what we call trauma-informed, which means that they have worked with families that for various reasons, or the children in particular, have experienced trauma for any number of reasons, which we know trauma can impact on children's development emotionally, intellectually, et cetera, socially. So we do have a number of teachers that are specifically qualified to work with children that have experienced trauma to help them through that, which always gives them much better preparation for school and fitting into a mainstream school if that's the route that they're going down. So I think that's really important to mention. So we really do cater, and we also do cater for children with disabilities, whether they're physical, intellectual. We want to make sure that kinder is open and available to any child.
All right, Gabby, I've just got to get... got a couple of sponsorship announcements that I have to do, and then I'll come back because I've got a couple of questions I really want to ask you.
Yep.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging.
I got 'em in my life.
And I'll be here on Sunday between 12 and 3 with Music Memories and More, playing all that sort of old music, rock and roll. And then, of course, I'll be back filling in with Matt this Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade, hits of the 50s and 60s. So let's have a great time between 12 and 3 and then between 6 and 8 this coming Sunday. Anyway, I have with me Gabby, and we're talking about the Yarra Rangers Kindergarten and what they've got to offer. Gabby, you just mentioned in passing, in that bracket, the Bush Kinder. Now, I'm intrigued. Is that, do you take them off site, or are all your sites got a bit of bush around them, or what happens there?
No, well, a lot of our sites do have bush around them, but we would have to be very careful. I refer to them as flight risks, yep. which are children running off, and we have to be very careful. I learnt that from one of my friends, actually, who's an educator. Yep. So we have to be very careful about the flight risks. So it's got to be planned very well.
Yep.
We and have a formal program.
Sorry, I didn't mean to talk across you, and plenty of staff.
Yes, and yep. plenty of staff, but it is a program that is set in the bush. So our Colchester Kinder, that's actually in Knox, runs an actual formal bush kinder program. But we do have a number of other kinders that do have some bush attached to them, and we are working out a program in order to be able to deliver that in those centres as well. So that's a work in progress, and it's a great initiative because children sometimes because I refer back to my my own days of having little ones. But children love learning outside. So
they do.
Yeah, Bush Kinder is a very popular option.
Yep, that sounds terrific. Gabby, the other thing too that you just mentioned too is children with disabilities. Are they in the group with all the rest of them, or do you have a special day for the young people with disabilities, or how does that work?
No, they're integrated into the group, which is generally what those children would prefer yep. and their families would prefer.
Yep.
And depending on what their disability is, we can apply for extra support where we have another worker that will be employed just to give us a hand. When you've got a ratio of 1 to 11, sometimes that's a bit of a challenge. So there is additional support available so that it makes it possible, because we really want to be able to make kinder available to every single child, no matter what their personal situation is.
Is that what they called in the old days an aide or something the likes of that, or am I not right with that?
Would they separate the children, do you mean?
No. They used to have an aide, like a teacher's aide. Is that the sort of person that would be involved?
They do have those still. That refers more to school, as I understand it. So this person would be an extra support that would be across the kinder, because we really try to integrate the children in. So they would be there and funded to support that child, but they would be working across the kinder so that child doesn't need to feel that they're any different to anybody else.
And that's very, very good. I'll take one more quick break, our last break. When we come back, we're going to give you the phone numbers and everything, how you get hold of the Yarra Rangers Kindergarten. You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. The hour's gone very quick, as I told Gabby it would. It's under 4 minutes to 1 o'clock, and we've gone up 1 degree. I think when I got here about 2 hours ago, it was 11. We've struggled up to 12, and we're hoping to get to 14. Very chilly, -3 tonight and top of 16 tomorrow. So once you get past the frost, it'll be nice and sunny. But I'll tell you all about the weather straight after 1 o'clock news. Gabby, we've got people listening. They're excited. They want to do something about it. Now, you would prefer people, even if they're not ready to rock and roll until next year, you'd like them to start to enrol now, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. The sooner the better, please.
So how are they going to do it, and how are they going to find out more about the Yarra Rangers kindergartens?
In terms of enrolling, you can go to the best way to do that is to go to our website, which is www.yrkinders, which is yrkinders.com/. That's www.yrkinders.com/. But if anyone has any questions, you can always call us on 9726-0439. That's 9726-0439. We're actually down a receptionist at the moment. We're interviewing right now, so please leave a message if we don't get you. We're all running around answering the phones, but we will definitely get back to you. Those are the best two ways to get in touch with us at this point in time.
Do you have a Facebook page?
We don't at the moment. Yep. We've got a marketing manager that's just started today. So we have an internal Facebook that we use,
yep,
but not one for the general public, but we definitely will in the next few months.
Gabby, if you've got a child that's got disabilities, do they need to be referred to you, or can a parent still just do a normal call?
Parents can just do a normal referral as they would for any other child, and then through our enrolment process we get to know every child regardless. So regardless of a disability or not, we'd be wanting to know what they like, what they don't like, their ages. We will do what we can to cater to individual children, but we obviously would like to know ahead of time if there are special needs so that we can plan for those adequately. The more notice, the better.
Yep.
Just so we can ensure that your children get the best learning environment and play environment possible.
And apart from that, a lot of this kinder is going to be free next year, isn't it?
That's right. It will be free next year.
Do parents have to apply to get it free, or does that automatically do you automatically just supply the free kinder?
No, parents don't need to do anything but enrol. So enrol and kinder will be free for next year. That's a very recent announcement people may know from government. So behind the scenes, we need to work out all of our administration, but what we will give to you is free kindergarten.
Sounds fair. So if they're interested, yrkinders.com or 9726-0439, and they're away. Gabby,
that's
it's
exactly right. Well done.
Unfortunately, I've got to go. The 1 o'clock news is tapping on the door. Thank you for being involved, and we'll talk to you again as the year goes on and find out what's going on with the kindergartens.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No worries. We shall talk to you later on.